Mike.
Yeah.
Mike wants a friend to unfriend, or actually to unlike. Explain the story. It's Mojo in the Morning Show here, 844 Mojo Live, or text 95500.
All right. So there is, first off, do you guys have like one person that like you just want everybody else to not like because you don't like them? Like maybe they upset you or they wronged you or you just don't like, you just don't like them.
I thought you were the nicest guy in the world. I didn't realize that you're a person that dislikes anybody.
There's maybe three people that I can just I can't stand. One is in the business and the other ones are not. But this person is in the business, and I'm not even going to say his name because he's actually on still in the, not this area, but over where you guys are, in Detroit. And he, at some point, left this company and went to a different company and decided to post, because I obviously still work here, a picture of me and my kids from my personal Facebook. And was like bashing me and bashing the company.
For what reason?
Well, he's mad at the company.
Just scorched earth. I think the person I'm thinking of, they did that a bunch of ex-employees.
Why a photo of you with Sass and Milo? I'm so confused.
He just grabbed my like cover photo or something from my Facebook, and then like posted it about me, and then it was just like free for all.
So petty.
Yeah, it is.
Beyond.
Yeah, it is. It's very petty. And then what I'm about to ask is also very petty. I know that. I know that going into it. But I have a friend who I don't know if they're friends with them or not. So this is what happened. I went down a rabbit hole after seeing an old picture of me posted. That person who I dislike liked that picture. So then I went to their page and went down the rabbit hole of looking. And then I saw a post, which isn't the post of Cecily and Milo and myself. Because he removed that, but it was a different post, and he liked it. A friend of mine liked it. I want to know, is it petty, or like, would you be on board with asking a friend to unlike really anything they do, but that post specifically?
Well, unlike and possibly unfollow if this guy is that big of a jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that, I mean, it's I think he hearted it.
Because I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I think if you told this friend what he did to you, because this friend probably doesn't realize that he did that. Wait, by the way, it wasn't me, was it? Was it?
I love that we're all in the studio with our phones, like trying to figure out who it is.
Are you serious? It was me?
Well, it wasn't not you. It wasn't just you, but yes, also you. You hearted it. You hearted something he did.
I know who you're talking about.
I don't. Somebody tell me so I can make sure I didn't do it.
Yeah, did I?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it was anybody else.
Wait a second.
This wasn't about. Yeah, I will.
So
it wasn't about you to
begin with. I thought it was.
But wait a second. Now I know who it is. Then
I don't. But I want to make sure that I'm not liking something and upsetting you.
Hold on.
I'm looking to see. I don't even know who that is.
Okay. I mean, I do, but I'm not friends with that person.
I'm friends with him.
Okay, good.
I didn't realize he did this to you. Okay. What did he do to you?
What in the heck?
He posted a... Explain what he did again. Because there I am liking his thing.
Well, you didn't know. You didn't know.
I liked it.
That's why, like, you wouldn't know, but the other people that do know and are still friends with, you know.
He posted a picture of you.
He took a screenshot of my personal Facebook, not even my radio one.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know what? It's all fair in the heat of the battle of radio or whatever. If you take a picture of me, that is fine. I don't care about that, but you involve my family now.
Right.
And the company who I've been loyal to and I am loyal to that I still work at to make money. So, but again, it wasn't even about him bashing the company. That
you didn't fire this guy.
No, right.
Like you have nothing to do with this guy's career.
He said, I can't believe he's still there. Or I unfriended him because he was continuing to bash the company. So I unfriended him.
Because it
made
you uncomfortable.
Angry. Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't.
I would ask you're a loyal guy, by the way, from that post. Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy deleted it, right?
Yeah, he deleted it.
Did he delete it because somebody said something to him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, somebody informed me about it and then went off on him, which I respect that person,
Mike,
a ton.
But I am doing this. You guys can witness this. Watch what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Hey, well, this wasn't about you, by the way, just so you know.
Follow, I am on.
He just unfollowed.
Unfollowed. Really unfollowed. What else do I have to do? Anything else?
That's it.
Do I unfriend? I'm unfriending. You're unfriended.
Also, it's exhausting to be friends.
I'm blocking them
on social media with people like that anyway.
Right.
You just spend an entire post ranting.
Yeah.
Like, is that necessary?
There's maybe like three. Yeah. Like a handful, not even a handful of people that I just disassociated with or unfriended because it was constantly that.
I hate these people. In our business, there's been a lot of people that have had been fired or laid off or whatever. And it makes me feel really sad that they like to go out in a blaze of glory and then crap talk the company that they used to work for,
like
that they one time
find
had
another job, because it's a small universe. We all end up working with each
if
other.
If I was another company and I saw how they were doing that, I'd say, I don't know if I want to hire this person, because if I get rid of them, they're going to be bad talking me. Like, honestly, fire me, and you know what I'm going to say? Good riddance. You know? Thank you. We'll move on.
And you'll never see, I'll never post even about anybody else or any of that stuff or come at it. Like, it's just, you're right, because we will at some point, in some moment, we could all work together at some point.
And don't pick on one particular guy just because he still has his job. I mean, that's petty.
I don't mind that it was me. I don't. You know what? That's fine. In fact, I tried to do a different shifts just so I could go up against him and beat him.
Like, yes. Are beating him because we are up against him right now.
Absolutely.
What's up, Kevin?
Hello. How are you guys?
Hi. Is Mike Petty asking a friend to is Mike Petty. He just asked me to unfollow.
I did. It wasn't about you, but now, yeah.
Go ahead. What do you want to say, Kevin?
I believe it is absolutely petty, but I 100% support it.
It's a healthy petty.
Negativity in their life.
Mm-hmm. For your own mental health. Mm-hmm.
Pettiness is fine.
Exactly.
As long as the pettiness doesn't involve us. No, I don't.
Exactly.
I never knew that he was this type of a guy. I thought you were talking about the guy that we replaced on that show. Whatever that guy's name is.
He did that too. A couple of them did that too.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I didn't realize that
he
this
didn't
guy
take
was
it too
like
personal.
That.
He came after me. That other guy you're talking about, he came after me. Again, I don't mind that. That's, you know, there's there is a lot of competition in this business, and I understand that part of it. But the second, like, you involve coming after and use pictures of my family and all that kind of stuff, like, it's crossing a line.
It's illegal, too. Or not, I don't know if it's illegal, but it's definitely frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
Yes.
But it's just bad.
It's stupid.
Bad
it's
karma
stupid.
To do something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, unfortunately, it's not illegal. I have learned this. If you post an image on social media, anybody can just take it and
crazy.
Do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, it's such a bad look, you know, for these guys to do that, for people to do that. Especially, you know, usually that's left only to the people who fake who they are on social media and are a bunch of trolls, you know. All right, Michael, you're a good guy.
I mean, I'm whatever, but I just wanted to know if it was, like, I feel petty asking that, and it even coming out of my mouth, it sounds petty, but I think you're right. It's like a healthy, like, hey, you have my back, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that people do that. I just can't believe how stupid they are, that they would, they blame you for the fact that they're no longer there anymore, you know, and yet. You had nothing to do with it. You don't get the person fired. They got themselves fired.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
I have literally nothing to do with it. And again, it's fine if we're not. I mean, we were close. I worked with the guy at one point, but, you know, you cross the line.
Yeah.
Like, you genuinely cross the line. When
I got
my
an idea.
Family.
Let's do one of those UFC boxing fighting matches.
Why is this always your idea?
Always fighting.
I just love it. People are doing this nowadays. Mike. Morning show to morning show. Will you fight him in like the ring? We'll sell it for charity.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be great. Do you think that I have to now follow him again to ask him?